This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, here we go. We're back already. Hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks so much to our guests, Mark Schlereth and Eric Kendricks. If you missed any portion of those interviews, you can go right back and listen to 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, YouTube, or with the Odyssey app. We'll get you all dialed in there. Having so much fun with these Eric Kendricks conversations. We got an expressway. Here we go. It's another Thanksgiving tradition. What you drinking and who you thanking. Okay. Oh. Coming up at 5:20.
Okay.
Here. So your phone calls will be welcome here in about 15 minutes or so. In the meantime, Chief, how about an addition of the finest?
Yeah, let's do this thing. 469. We'll ask the sports cry question to Eric Kendricks next week. You know, we were short on time. He was driving around. We should have asked him what car he was into. I meant to ask him because we know he's such a car guy, and he was clearly cruising around with a different schedule this week. So, but we'll get the sports cry question in there next week because I am curious. I wonder how emotional he gets after watching Brandon Graham cry now that his career might be over. I thought that was a relatively warranted cry.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure Jim Harbaugh, brother of John, is wanting to cry a little bit because he's 0-for against his brother. We discussed earlier the type of brotherly ribbing that would go on in perpetuity if you're undefeated against your brother, especially with one of those being the Super Bowl. And last night, it was just like all about the Harbros.
Yeah.
The whole broadcast was from top to bottom. But, man, John Harbaugh last night, Ravens coach, fourth down monster.
On his own 16.
On his own 16-yard line before halftime, fourth and one.
Yeah.
That is... Like that's
an element of surprise,
that's
though.
Such a swing. Yeah. Well, they do the thing where they go the hard count, and they try to draw them off sides, and then I think it might have been the 2-minute warning, or they called a timeout, and then it's like, okay, are they just going to punt it now? And it's like, nope, the offense comes back on the field, ends up being a huge play for them, and then a huge drive because they're able to go down and get points before half. They're able to get a touchdown before halftime, and it was a total swing.
Yeah.
And the decision there just inherently is a swing.
Yeah.
Because if you don't get it, you're giving up points immediately. Yeah. Now the Chargers are basically for sure getting a minimum of 3 points now before half. So this is like an unbelievable kind of decision to make there. But
it seemed reckless. You know, I don't know what the numbers say. But
I need to look at what the numbers say because I think some of that you could actually probably next gen that better than let's see what the numbers say on it because I do think the analytics would actually point in his favor. I might be wrong about that, but for him though, he's playing in unique circumstances just because of the team that he has.
Yes,
like if you give me Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and you tell me I need 1 yard, I'm pretty much going to bet on myself on that. Every single time.
But don't we have one touchdown at that point? So we've had the ball 4 times. We can't drive. we're going to go for this 1 yard and assume now that we got this one, we're going to get six more first downs and put it in the end zone?
Yeah, it's ballsy.
But I guess
you're saying, like, the only way we're going to win is if our offense gets going. Like, if we're just going to suck tonight, then we're just going to suck tonight. But at some point, like, the only way we're going to do this is if our offense finds a way to get going, and we could just be a play away, and we're just going to go for it here. I also don't think he had much trust in the Chargers offense to really to overly scare him. But most of it, I think, just comes down to him trusting his guys in that situation. I've got Lamar, I've got Henry, a multitude of other weapons, whatever, but those two guys in particular, I feel like, and then funny enough, they give it to Mark Andrews. It was like a Mark Andrews direct snap. It was,
I loved that.
You know, like, that's the other thing too, is I know I got to play.
Yeah.
You know I got something up my sleeve here. This isn't just a willy-nilly, oh crap, we got to go for it. Do we have something? Try it. It's like, no, we got something for
this. You know
boys.
What I was thinking there though? Like, if you don't have Jalen Hurts, you want a tush push, give your tight end the ball. This could be Scooney's purpose, you know?
Wow.
You know?
Yes, yes, and an expendable, bigger body.
Yeah.
Can you just simply take a snap and then fall forward?
Give me Mozzie, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Okay, there you go.
They actually said instead of, it's fourth and one, they said actually they needed 6 inches. They have, like, I guess the chips and the ball and stuff like that.
Okay, beautiful. So it's, that's another factor.
So it's
like,
fourth and one.
Let me get a measurement.
He actually needed 6 inches on the play, and coach's decision was go for it. And metrics said go for it by 6.6%.
Okay. Yeah. So a significant margin.
Yeah.
Go for it by 6.6%.
Yeah.
So all of the factors we just talked about, and even the nerds upstairs are going, yeah, coach, we think you should go for it.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if that's necessarily accounting specifically for it. You have Lamar and Derrick Henry.
Go for it was 44.7. Punt it was 38.1.
I think they said go for it. He said, no, we're going to get him to jump on the hard count.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it at the 2 minute warning if it doesn't work. And he's like, are you sure, bro?
Yeah. maybe. Maybe he wasn't very crotch first.
Yeah.
He might have been shaking in his boots there.
Where'd you get your math degree here? Is this MIT or what are we looking at?
Yeah. What are your three letters and what order are they in? Because you might have ball sacked me here.
I'm looking at this. In every decision he had to make in that game, he absolutely went by the book or by the. What it said to do metrics-wise.
All the fourth downs he went for, the numbers told him he should have gone
everything,
for it.
Every time
when
they said to punt, he punted. When it said go for it, he went for it. And when he had to kick a field goal, he kicked a field goal. So, yeah, he every decision he made in that game was right in line with the book.
Are they drilling down on those stats to make him specific for teams?
I could look it up.
See,
yeah.
that's the other question here. Is that like just a league-wide, hey, just generally in the league on that first fourth down,
it's
6 inches and whatever the percentage is.
I don't know how to use this machine. I'm
trying
my
best. Fine. You might not even be able to really get an answer to that because every team might be a little bit different with the way they sort of go about it because you want both. You want the league-wide, and then you want specific to your team, even though the thing about specific to your own team is just like the sample size is so small.
What we could do is we could take the Cowboys game by game and see which decisions that he went against or went with the book. You know, you could maybe just go game by game and then put them all in categories of ones he, if you want to know about the Cowboys. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you would have to go to like your per play success rate and compare it to the rest of the league average. But to your point, I bet the teams do individual studies on themselves constantly. I mean, they have 60 hours a week to try to work these things out. But I was just thinking, if I'm the Cowboys, I'm not going in any situation there. I don't trust us to get six inches. I feel
six
like we're,
inches,
we're giving the other team 3 points.
Our
best case scenario is that they kick it quickly and we get the ball back with a minute to go.
Yeah, and totally. I think it's a little bit case by case based on sort of the ingredients that you have to work with. What do you feel confident cooking up? And the Ravens can feel confident really in any situation with what they have. And it proved true because every time they went for it on fourth down last night, it was a huge success for them. Like later on, it's a fourth, like in their own territory. Not as egregious as the 16-yard line, but fourth and one. They give it to Derrick Henry, and it's like 27 yards.
Yeah.
Huge chunk play for him.
Okay.
Those things are massive. I feel like the big third and fourth downs are just tell the truth about the game and who's the better team. If I'm L.A. today, I'm thinking if we face this team in the playoffs, we have got to be better short yardage, and we just don't have the time to address it.
Okay. He had this situation. McCarthy had a fourth and one on his own 16. in the second quarter with 6:30 left in the half. The coach's decision was to punt. Go for it was 2.6. And the actual result is he punted, is what he did.
They are customizing it for teams.
Yeah. Go for it was 15.7, punt it was 13.1. And he had the exact same situation. I shouldn't say exact same because the time was
right. It's not time more, but it's close as you can get.
He was on the Dallas 16. Mm-hmm. He was on his own 16 with it 4th and 1, and he chose to.
He has reason not to trust himself to design something cool or to trust his players to execute anything cool. Certainly a different deal than what Harbaugh gets to have and work with.
Three decisions in this game of the Cowboys and the Commanders game. He had three decisions in this game that were toss ups. Whether to go for a field goal or go for it, I think that's kind of an unusual thing with it. Usually it's one or the other, right? But now they called it a toss up, you know, because it was like 0.5 either way.
Yeah. Some of them are so close that it really comes down to the gut feeling for the coach. Where do you want to go here? But it was a John Harbaugh Baltimore Ravens masterclass on fourth down last night for all of the football world to see. We know how everybody, Wolchuk, I mean, a lot of people just thrilled to see the Cowboys get a victory. But you can't imagine anyone more thrilled than this guy who I saw a clip of outside of AT&T Stadium. If he's willing to go these lengths, he must have just been partying his balls off on Sunday.
What's the craziest thing you would sacrifice for the Cowboys to win it all?
I don't want
to
say this because it's crazy, but probably my family getting deported, man.
What's the craziest?
So that guy was probably just as torqued as you could be.
In a
crappy, meaningless season.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are the lengths he would go. So it just means more. It's like the SEC brought us.
Yep, means more.
Yeah, I'll never see you guys again, but we'll FaceTime and celebrate this Cowboys victory.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Well, we're back with an Expressway Thanksgiving edition. What you drinking and who you thinking at 877-881-1053. We'll go commercial free to the top. LA Live's coming up at 5:40, and we're back here in the Nation.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. Odyssey celebrates the holidays, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag Nation, it's a Thanksgiving edition of the Expressway. This is our final show before the holiday. Tomorrow you're getting Peace-a-thon, KMC Masterpieces annual marathon show. So right now, we're going to give you a G-Bag tradition here in the form of what you drankin' and who you thinking at 877-881-1053. Your one opportunity to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz, but of course with a Thanksgiving theme, you know, perhaps a chance to show appreciation. Currently, I'm working on my 20-ounce Santa Claus-themed Diet Coke bottle.
And, you know, who I'm thanking is the Dallas Mavericks and Dallas Stars for giving us, you know, great sports teams. And it's not easy to do. You know, I think Mark Cuban was really, really messing up in the final year, especially the Donnie Nelson, Vegas Bob fiasco. And, you know, getting Nico in here, bringing back, you know, Jason Kidd into the organization, then building out both those staffs, the coaching staff or the front office staff with qualified people, you know, have really allowed the Mavs to overhaul this thing in a massive way in less than 12 months. And then with the Stars, you know, everybody wants top of the line front officing, and that's what Jim Neal gives you. I should also say thank you to CY, you know, for the World Series championship that continues to have permanent residence in my heart.
I'd like to throw some thankfulness on top of yours on that one for CY in particular, if you don't mind.
Well, what you drinking?
Drinking some ice water right now with no spittle here. We don't have the Peruvian organic coffee to sip on and enjoy. So it's all right. I'm thinking, and I'm thinking about Martin House beers. I cannot wait to crack one open when I get home. And I'm thankful for this year. Usually Thanksgiving, it's a bit of a hodgepodge of everybody in a million different directions and some semblance of family gets together. But this year, it's really like a full-fledged 100% family gathering at my parents' house for Thanksgiving. So I'm super pumped about it.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. I mean, my parents are in town. It's a terrific time to appreciate family, Brian.
Yeah, I'm currently not drinking anything, which has always been one of my problems, except for like parades.
Then dehydrated,
dude. Then I drink way too much.
That's true. If we're doing the pee ankle payoff thing, I want you after a parade day, not after you're dehydrated. I don't need that orange substance coming out of you.
What I'm thankful for is for like 32 years, I've got to work on Thanksgiving Day.
Checks clear, baby.
I work on Thanksgiving because just being a part of the NFL and being a part now of the media and stuff like that, I was always working on Thanksgiving. It's a great holiday. I love the fact that people are with their families and all that and celebrate. I kind of take some pride in being able to go out and watch a game.
Heck yeah.
And then do something to get to talk about it.
It's beautiful.
So, yeah. We celebrate on a Friday when it's done.
You get the best of both worlds. You really do.
Yeah. But I do. I enjoy the opportunity and I'm privileged to go and be a part of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it, like I say, for like 32 years now.
It's very Jameis Winston of you.
Huh. Thank you. I mean, I just
football and family, man.
You know what?
Football, family.
I'm grateful for Heggy and those guys for the Peace-a-thon stuff.
Bingo. Yes. Yeah, thankful for those
guys. Thursday makes it easier. And the fact that Wolchuk figured out on Friday that it's a company holiday for us.
Huge.
Is even better.
Huge.
Because we were going to come rolling in here and talk.
Like a bunch of losers on Black Friday. And no way Dawson was showing up.
No way Dawson was showing up. But I was sitting there thinking like, man, he's right about that. But no, hey, just the opportunity to go to an NFL game and talk about it on Thanksgiving.
Amen.
I appreciate that.
At 877-881-1053. Two Guys, One Booth is coming up at 6 o'clock. LA Live with Lucius coming up at 5:40. There are a couple of lines open if you want to join in. And
TD Tuesday.
Yes.
We're going motorboating at 6 o'clock.
That's right, TD Tuesday.
I mean, if you want more Brad, Sham, and Babe Loffenberg,
I thought we did that yesterday. I was a little worried I missed
it. We could run it back. It was a good segment.
Yeah, TD Tuesday, a Boom Shakalaka coming up at 6.
Boom Shakalaka.
Might play that Brad Sham voice crack one more time, though, just for S's and gigs.
It's iconic.
I was thankful for hearing that. Add that to the thankful sheet.
Let's start here at the top. It's Omar on line one. What you drinking and who you thinking, Omar?
I'm drinking just some water right now. I'm grateful to the fan. I'm grateful to the fan for having someone like Brian Broaddus.
Thank you.
Who's analysis and game breakdowns and takes and opinions gives hope to all of us as listeners that we could also one day land a job in the NFL.
There you go.
Right on, Omar. I'm very appreciative of Broaddus.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And thank you for the kind words. Yeah. Just go get fired and then then you can get a job. Go with the NFL, get fired, and then you could get a job in radio.
Dude, it's the best way in.
I've almost been in media longer than I've been in the NFL.
If you're going to fail forward.
People always ask, like, how do I get into radio? And I think the easiest way is to coach, scout, or play for a team.
That's your guarantee.
You're absolutely right.
Whole body in the door.
Yeah.
I mean, who was the other scout that Randy had on?
Glenn Smith.
Yeah.
I saw Glenn the other day. I hadn't talked to Glenn in a long time. I don't think Glenn's a big fan of mine.
You guys always had that rivalry.
Glenn was a coach. He was on staff when I was with the Cowboys.
And it's always coaches versus scouts, man, in the war room.
So Glenn's doing, I'm sure he's doing a fine job. I don't hear much of his work.
He's probably retired. Feels like a little shots fired. No,
He's still doing stuff. I just don't.
I always enjoyed him with Randy.
Yeah, the times when I was hearing him, I thought he was fine. I just don't.
Just falling on deaf ears.
I just don't hear much of his work anymore.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you dunking on him right there?
Feels like baptizing.
There's certain people. I mean, do you guys find time? I mean, you listen to like Bitcoin podcasts and stuff. You find yourself like either being a part of it or listening to other things. And I don't have the time. I'll
track you down, Glenn.
To be fair, Broadus is talking into a microphone 27 hours a day. How would he have the time to listen to anybody other than himself?
Yes, that is an important clarification.
That's true.
Ryan in Richardson, line two, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking and who you thinking, Ryan?
Oh, wow. I'm on second. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I'm just drinking some water right now. No Jack and Mountain Dew today. Hmm. But maybe on Friday. But I do want to thank just my wife. Because, and let me tell you why. I'm thankful for my wife.
You better be good.
When we met, I was in retail. I was in retail for like 10 years. I was miserable. And eventually, you know, she pushed me to go to school and change careers. And now I am in IT, and I am so much happier, making more money, and she just pushes me to be a better person every day, and she's given me three beautiful girls that I love to death, and I'm gonna tear up about it, you know, on air, on the radio.
There you are.
But, yeah, I am just so good woman, every Ryan. Day for my wife.
Salute. Salute to you and her, man.
What a win.
You found one.
You got you a good one, man.
You have any sisters? I'm playing, honey. Line three is Black and Gold B. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? Who you thinking, Black and Gold?
What's up, fellas? I just got home. Unfortunately, I don't have no cold beers in the refrigerator yet. So I'll probably just have a shot or two of some Pantalones tequila. Mm. And then I'm going to go spark a fat bowl. Mm. And I just want to thank, there's a lot of things to go, but real quick, I'm just going to thank my buddy Bryce because he got the hookup on some mass tickets for tomorrow night.
Nice.
So he's going to take his fiance, and I'm going to take my wife. It's been a couple years since I've been to the Mass game, so I hope we'll have a good time. And then I also want to say a thank you, or really a unthank you, to Quentin Johnson of the Chargers last night.
Yeah.
Because he was just allergic to the football, and he got me a big fat zero in fantasy football. I lose by a point and a half and drops me down to the last place. So.
Brutal.
Thanks for that, Quentin. Y'all have a great night. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving, fellas.
There he goes, Black and Gold B there. Feeling the pain. Yeah, that guy was like negative points last night. Should be Doc 10 to have him on your team.
Me and Broadus were talking about it at the commercial break earlier. Just like, gosh,
how
man.
How that happened.
Just a drop monster is what he has become. That was hilarious, B. That was wonderful.
Probably made A&M drop man feel a little bit better. Look at this. The pros drop more than you.
Yeah.
Come on. Don't feel so bad. We got a big game coming up this weekend. Uh-huh. Travis in Fort Worth, what you drinking? Who you thinking?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. I'm not drinking anything. I'm headed home from hard day's work. You see my beautiful one year old baby boy?
Nice.
I'm thankful for my family, my wife, my little son, like I said, my father, everybody going down to Waco for Thanksgiving. But I also like to thank everybody at the 105.3 The Fan. Y'all are just like family as well. I listen to y'all every day. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Broadus, and
thank you,
Woolchuck. Just love listening to you guys every single day. Like, y'all are my family, too. So, love y'all.
There he goes. Travis in Fort Worth. I thought he might have been getting a little choked up talking about Broadus. A
couple of these guys are getting emotional, man. Football and Broadus will do that to you.
Yeah.
And Woolchuck.
Yeah, nice job, Zach. You're killing it tonight.
Call it after they lose. And
best show of the year.
Open up your damn ear holes, okay?
Yeah.
Line five's Cliff. You're in the Nation. What you drinking? Who you thinking, Cliff?
Right now, I am drinking a cold glass of ice water. I'm actually working. I'm a tow truck driver. I just wanted to call in, and I want to give, you know, thanks to my beautiful wife, Megan, down in Burleson. She puts up a lot with me doing this job. I'm away more than I'm home. Mm. And when I met her, I was deep in addiction, actually. Ooh. And she helped get me cleaned up. And I don't know where I would be without her. I might not actually be here. And I'm so appreciative of her and everything that she's done for me and everything that she continues to do for me every day. She's my best friend, and I feel like I won the lottery, you know, meeting her.
Nice job, Cliff. Got a winner.
That's awesome, dude.
Cheers. Wow. Yeah. Here he goes out there, Cliff, with a glass of ice water there in the cup holder.
Ice cold, baby.
Yeah, that's a pro driver right
there. I was going to ask him how much to, like, lower that thing off the toe.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to
you can ask him what was the drug of choice.
No. You were thinking that. I know what you were doing.
No, I saw the look on your face.
No, I was going to ask
him. You perked
up. I was going to ask.
You were thinking meth, heroin.
No. My man's turned it around over there, Chio.
I know he has, thanks to his incredible wife, Megan. Yeah, she's wonderful, and so is he. He's on a run right now. I'm proud of him.
I'd like to know, though, can we get that thing off the hook? Is there a price?
Yeah.
Is there a price I can offer a tow truck driver to get it off the hook? That's right.
About $500 back at the lot.
You're saying, yeah, that's what it would cost.
They're carrying it to the lot, then, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, but out of pocket right there, he's taking $200 easy. I bet he's taking $150 in a lot of worlds.
I catch him. It's got the thing raised up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no, sir. $200? Get it off the hook?
$200 should get the job done. So
cash.
So I haven't been towed in years, though, so I don't know what it's running now, I guess.
He could be fired for this, though, right?
Yeah.
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
For sure. Boss probably isn't checking up on him.
If he's got a body cam on.
Yeah. And a loud mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the Franklin injury attorney text line has some answers for us as we go to line six. It's David. What you drinking? Who you thinking, David?
I'm drinking a Tall Blue Monster.
Okay.
Driving to Pennsylvania, driving home.
Wow.
Going to see family.
Very nice.
Thankful. Oh, yeah, just sort of a surprise pop in and
ooh, that's nice.
Pop out.
Yeah.
And thankful for all of my kids, but my 10-year-old, she's the reason I am in Texas. Hmm. She's my world. And I text Lucius once. I got a great Rick James story if you got a minute.
Sure.
If you look at all the back of his albums, he gives thanks to his God and the Dunstan and Walker family.
Ah.
Rick James is from Buffalo. I'm from Erie. It's 35, 40 minutes apart. When Carmella Walker got married way back in the 80s, Rick James and the Stone City Band came down to, was Presque Isle, whatever they had, you know, weddings, receptions. But they were down there, and I was rolling one of my own cigarettes, and Rick James walked up and said, "Hey, man, you better smoke some real good cigarettes." And I was like, sure. Why not? I knew who he was. You know, I never got starstruck before. Man, he was a great guy. Very intelligent. Weird. It's probably why he put cigarettes out on girlfriends and stuff. But he was a great, great guy. Intelligent. Just had his demons like most everybody does. And, yeah. One question. Do you guys have, like, are you on Sirius XM?
No, sir. No, you're going to have to get us on the Odyssey app, Audacy. You can
Okay, because I wanted to listen to you as much as I could. And I'm somewhere outside of Mount Pleasant. I'm looking for Andy Griffiths. I really don't. I'm just following the funnels.
Thank you, David. Enjoy Pennsylvania. Opens a line for you. Line seven is JP. What you drinking? Who you thinking, JP?
Hey, well, I'm just drinking for the first time, big cold glass of ice water, and just one. You know, I'm thankful the Lord gives me every day. You know, wonderful family, and be able to take a breath each day. But I tell you one thing, I am pissed off at. I'm pissed off at these damn Cowboys. This last week, when that McLaurin scored the touchdown, I was like, heck yeah, baby. Are they going to lose? That's good. Well, man, come on.
Yeah.
And then he missed that extra point. Man, I mean, this might not be the right thing, but
you're breaking up there, JP. Thank you so much for the call. That was terrific entertainment, and
awesome.
Appreciate your sports passion. Brock on line eight, what you drinking? Who you thinking?
Drinking on that smooth Dr. Pepper with a little bit of Shauna Crown vanilla in there for the boys.
Mm. Very nice.
Thanking all you guys first and foremost, because without 105.3, it wouldn't work. past that, obviously the wife and the daughter first and foremost, and then having a big shout out to all the boys at our GAC, because a guy can't have anything better than a good group of companionship men to be around.
Salute. I love that call as well. Great appreciation here. Some great pipes on these dudes tonight, man. Yeah, these are potential broadcasters left and right.
Did you feel like the guy from Pennsylvania, driving to Pennsylvania, would have talked to us the whole time as he's driving to Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Then we were kind of like,
Yeah,
have a safe trip. But he was ready to kind of like, hey, well, I'm just kind of swept by a rest area over here.
And, you won't believe what I just saw.
I'm kind of thinking about, I don't know if I want to stop at the Sinclair or the,
Let's go to line nine here. No, I hear you, Brian. Let's go to line nine. Is it Matthew? What you drinking? Who you thinking?
Matthew.
We lose Matthew? That's cool. Let's go to the top. Oh, there he is. Matthew, you're on the fan. What you drinking?
There I am. First time caller here, drinking a purified water, headed home from work. Thankful for the family, thankful for football, thankful for God, and thankful for y'all. I feel like I'm the only 25-year-old who listens to the Sean and RJ show and then the G-Bag Nation going home from work every day. So
thank you.
It's nice.
Salute to you, Matthew. Have a great Thanksgiving. And let's wrap it up at the top here with our guy, Tim. What you drinking? Who you thinking?
G-Bag Nation, I'm drinking a nice bottle of water heading home from work. I'm thankful for the greatest wife of all time. My wife, she's been battling cancer for 4 years. And I got to tell you a quick story. I don't know if y'all saw a post on Twitter by the one and only Dutch Oven, Mr. Derek Collins.
Yep.
Saturday, a week ago, I was able to take my son to a basketball game. We got to sit courtside, and lo and behold, guess who we got to sit by? The one and only Mr. Dutch Oven. My son, he treated my son like he was the most important person in the room. My son told him he was best friends, or that it was his first game. They became like best friends. Derek bought him a jersey, and my son talks about that experience to today. My son went to the gift shop, said, Daddy, I have to buy Mr. Holland something, and he bought him a little plush toy that was the Mavericks mascot, and Derek's kept that thing around, and it really spoke a lot. Derek said it really touched him in that moment, and I'm just thankful for my son for that. And with that mascot, the Mavericks are now 5-0 since we gave Derek that mascot, and I just really want to say I'm thankful for Derek Holland and making that first game a memorable game for my son.
How old's your son?
Thank you, G-Bag Nation. Love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Right
on,
Tim.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dutch is a very generous guy.
Very generous guy.
One of one.
Yeah.
I mean, remember the time he brought up all those PS4s? Like, hey, guys, Merry Christmas. Here's free PS4s for everybody. We're like, dude, you don't have to do that. But he does. And Dutch is a legend. And salute to you, sir. Thanks for calling. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup where Luchas has LA Live.
Yeah, I still have my PlayStation from Dutch.
Yeah. Yeah. So amazing.
Hey, Luchas, I'm watching this game in Maui. You see Penny's. Penny's coaching him up at Memphis.
No, I didn't know that. Yeah. I'm watching the girls. They just finished up right here.
Okay, yeah.
Vandy versus Arizona.
Yeah, Memphis is playing Michigan State in the Maui Classic, and Penny's working it
that's
on the sideline.
That's my guy right there. Boy, yeah. I'm telling you what, that's my guy.
Yeah.
My guy. Shout out to the on-time experts for sponsoring this segment. I got a text from my pops about Thanksgiving dinner.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what time does Thanksgiving dinner start? You know, I just want to feel it out.
Yeah.
This fool said 5 o'clock, bro. What? 5 o'clock Thanksgiving?
You're going to fast all day?
What time's pregame?
What is going on? Yeah,
you got to have some pregame going on there.
Man, like the games start at noon, pops. Mm. People supposed to start falling over there, you know, maybe 1, 2-ish, something like that.
Right,
I get
right.
The afternoon game. What are we doing?
Wow.
That kills everything because usually, like, the family, the vibes is like there's political conversations when you first get there and people are making their drinks and everything. Kids go run out, go play outside. And then you sit down and watch a football game. And then after that, it's drunk karaoke because my dad makes everybody get singing.
Okay, Lucius.
Pick you a song, boy. Pick you a song.
It's going to be a late night now.
Lucius, is dad setting the kickoff late to maybe not to have people show up?
No, that's never him. No, he likes the vibes.
He likes the vibes. Maybe I thought maybe he'd make it late to where everybody would like, I don't know about going over there tonight. You know, and now he's got more food, more alcohol, more everything, you know, kind of
thing. I got to talk to him about this.
Talk him down to at least kickoff. What are we doing? 3 o'clock, maybe.
What are we doing?
I'm popping up anyway. My house in the future anyway, fam. All right, here we go. This is LA Live for a Toxic Tuesday, a Holiday Tuesday, right after the great Rick James.
All right, you swear.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
What you drinking?
I was talking to somebody recently who was telling me like that they think I might be an alcoholic. And I said, you know, you don't know me, you don't know my life, and I'm not going to listen to this. And I left. And now I got to find a new doctor.
Yeah. It's like Bill Belichick there a little bit.
Yeah, this is LA Live for Tuesday, November 26, 2024. It is a Toxic Tuesday, a Holiday Tuesday here in LA Live. I hope you enjoy your holiday week, folks. And here's what we're going to do, because I will not see you until Monday. Avoid the law dogs this holiday week, because the judge will not see you until Monday. Do not go out there and get arrested and cause trauma to your family. Where's Bobby? Oh, Bobby's in jail. Tell the kids he's working. Don't do it this week, man. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. Don't get into those arguments with your family.
No.
You love those people. Even though you might be mad at them sometimes, you love those people. Don't get into arguments with your family. They're going to be there for you. Not these people that you're arguing over. I promise you. I promise you. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or a DFW scanner this weekend or this week. In other words, don't crash out, people. Be careful. Here's your weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
That is a fact, Jack. That is a fact, Jack. Now, every day at 2:30, we do the G-Bag of the Day. Our winner right here is a sports radio caller. Goes by the name of Legend. He is a legend. Calls in the Paul Feinbaum Show. I don't know if I want to play it right now because it is a holiday week. And I only get to play this maybe one time a year. Let me see where we at. Let's go to the great Shirley Caesar. Along with Sway the Remix God, what will you be having at your table there?
Look at here. Look. Look. I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it.
Hey. Look. Here we go.
Yep.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes,
chicken, turkey.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams,
hogs, dogs,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey.
Yeah.
Strong organ game.
Huh?
Strong organ game.
Oh, yeah, they was killing it on there.
Yeah.
They was killing it on there. Hey, you know, Twitter. So when you post something on Twitter, it's no longer called Twitter, but it was a tweet, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Now it's X.
Right. Yeah.
And I've seen people, they want to call a post on X excretion.
Okay.
You want to call
just
it?
Excreted.
Just excreted, man.
Check out my last, can you re-screet me?
Yeah.
Maybe a Z?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I, you know, the post thing just doesn't work for me. The X post.
Kind of weird. Blue Sky. I don't know if you guys are on Blue Sky yet or whatnot, but if you put a post out there on Blue Sky, it's called a skeet.
Okay. Are we picking up a bunch of users over there?
We are out of control. I don't know. I haven't been over there yet. I don't know, but I think it is. At least the hype is right now. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
If you post a bunch of times, it's just like skeet.
That man was all over the place. Hey, I've got some holiday news bloopers for all to enjoy. You can sit down with your family, roast some marshmallows and everything, and listen to LA play you some holiday blues. I mean, holiday news bloopers. Holiday blues bloopers. Anyway, let's go to ABC News 7. Nutcracker is in town, folks. You guys familiar with the Nutcracker, the play?
Ballet, right?
Yeah!
The Nutcracker performances are tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
Definitely have the blues at your next performance, Eval.
Yeah.
Blues? You saying crap?
The Nutcracker. Sounds like a Batman villain.
The scariest villain of all time.
Not the Nutcracker. He must be stopped.
You won't believe what he does after he ties you up and everything. Yeah.
Let's see. CBS 13, Sacramento.
Stand up.
They're dropping some facts about.
He doesn't just kill you.
He doesn't. Bro, just kill me, fam. Just kill me, bro. I see what you about to do.
This is a horror film.
Put them tools up, please. Dropping some facts about turkeys right here, people.
Clouds and rain showers on Thursdays. Jack and I were talking about earlier, that's the day that you just eat. You nap it off because, turkey's a natural aphrodisiac. And then next thing you know, you watch a little football, have a little leftovers again because leftovers three. Did I say aphrodisiac?
All right. I was gonna
you have turkey and have a little fun.
Well. Yo, you talk about a teapot-ass laugh.
What a laugh.
What amazing. Oh, my God. I will be at night, at home before I go to work. I got to make this guy laugh. I got to have at least five jokes.
All right.
All right.
He hit that note, man.
He did teapot laugh. I don't remember that one. That's good.
What word was he going for? Other than he says aphrodisiac. Did he... Was he
natural sleeping?
He was talking about that tryptophan.
Tryptophan.
Okay. Oh, he was out of there. Somebody told him a lie.
Yeah.
Let's K.
He's been giving all his dates turkey for the last two decades. What was I thinking? You sure you don't want the turkey?
It's never worked out. Made you a sandwich. KREM News. Thanksgiving seems kind of late, huh?
Well, it turns out there's a reason Thanksgiving is a little on the later side. So let's set our ovens to 400 and that memory casserole in your noggin and go back in time.
Boy, and that little screen she got to read off of got slippery right
That's
there.
Slippery, yeah.
It got slippery.
It's a little on the later side. So let's set our ovens to 400 and that memory casserole in your noggin.
What?
Ovens to 400 have
got
a memory
lost.
Casserole?
Got lost.
She's about to give us some knowledge, and all of a sudden something else came up, and she's reading darn recipes.
Got lost.
We lose the recipes!
Got to write your own scripts.
Yeah, you do.
Begging for disaster.
Yeah, we do. Hey, what sound does a little drummer boy make?
Rut-ta-ta.
Rum, bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, like a real American.
I like
that
tune. That's good.
You're good. Yeah, but this guy doesn't.
And the holidays are approaching, and with them, the pa-rum, pom, pom, pom of the little.
No, bro. God.
The pa-rum. Matt, just take it. Just take it.
Pump, pump, pump.
I cannot believe they set me up like that.
We're going to teach Stefan that song during the break.
They set him up.
Rum, pum, pa, tum, pum, tum.
They saw that on the script and they were just leave it.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
He just deserves it. He never proofreads it first.
Yeah.
Pum, pum, chewy chum. Pum, pum, chewy chum. How did he say that? You know what I'm talking about, the South Park dude? Chum chum chewy chum. He was real big. What was it? I'm tripping, dog.
I don't know. I missed that one. Huge blind spot. South Park. I hate it.
Chum chum chewy chum. Anyway, let's go to.
Are they still in fourth grade? South Park?
I don't know. I think so, yeah. Yeah, I would say that. The last one was good. That Ozempic one? It was really good. It was fantastic, in fact. Let's name some reindeers. WTVO, Rockford, Illinois. Rockford, Illinois is coming in.
Cheap Trick.
No. Reindeer is known, it's a classic Donner and Blitzen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know any other names?
No.
Okay.
Flasher? Dasher?
Dasher.
Okay.
Flasher. Oh, that's right.
Flasher.
What is my man doing?
He's thinking about it.
He's thinking about it.
Shoot or shoot.
Yeah, put that overcoat
shoot
on, bro.
Or shoot. Flasher, huh? Hey.
You heard the voice. You know she likes to party, yeah. Lucius.
Yeah. That's a fact. Oklahoma stand-up news 4 right here. Santa went to visit an aquarium. He was swimming with the sharks. It was pretty cool. He had a scuba gear on and everything. And this guy had a hard time telling you about that.
Santa came in from his bubble through his ho-ho-ho came in through his bubble, if I can spit this out.
What? No.
Through his breathing apparatus. Give me a break. He wore over his suit there. There's his ho-ho-ho.
Whoa.
Oh, Miller's never going to make it. All right, there's enough of Santa, right? Let's move on. Hey, coming up here on Oklahoma's
Hey, coming up over here on Oklahoma News. I totally messed that up, but don't worry about it. I get it.
Farm and Ranch Report.
Yeah.
I'll make it to Dallas one of these decades.
Yeah, make it to Dallas one of these decades. Hey, George.
George Benson.
I tell you, the time I was swimming with the sharks, I wouldn't have been able to tell you about it either because it was so exhilarating. Like, I came out of the water and I was hyperventilating. Like, the terror is massive when you touch a shark, like a 14-foot tiger shark.
Oh, no, I'm good. Yeah. Why would you do that?
I'm good.
We were in Hawaii and the travel agency set us up with it. So we're like, well, I'm not saying no to this. But my co-host at the time, he was in the cage with me. He said, I didn't tell you, but about 10 minutes in, your left foot was hanging out of the cage.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Boy. That could have been a quick attack.
Yeah. Man. He could have split me in half. He pulled me and yanked me. Yeah.
Were you there for like a radio thing? Or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You would have made it, bro. Oh, you would have been viral. They've been talking about you.
Yeah.
They've been talking about you for years.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you heard about that one guy. He got bit by a shark, a radio guy.
Yeah. Super dangerous stuff.
Yeah. Let's go to WSFA-TV in Alabama. Black Friday interview live from the mall. I'm going to end with that one. Let me go to this one right here. WTWO News in Bloomington. Where's Bloomington at?
Indiana.
Okay. Wow, Indiana. Not you. Okay, okay.
Bloomington. Is it in Minnesota maybe? Bloomington, St. Paul, Bloomington? I think.
Probably multiple Bloomingtons.
There we go.
Pretty name.
Here we go.
Yeah. There's a gingerbread train set situation, which is pretty cool. The train drives through like all this gingerbread house thing, Candyland type of vibes.
You cheating that game.
Over 2,400 pounds of dough, 231 pounds of honey, 70 pounds of spices, 350 eggs, and 66 pounds of sugar.
That does look good.
Oh, that looks yummy.
Yeah, I know. That would never last in my house. I'd be like, who ate the caboose?
I...
It would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
Yes.
So...
Who ate the caboose? Yeah. Old girl next to her just was charged. When she said it, girl.
All right, let me show you my list.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. WSFA-TV in Alabama, Black Friday interview live from the mall. This is throwback. This is old. And this lady was not prepared for the interview.
And that's where we find Anna Tadlock at Eastdale Mall. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Well, Anna, people already behind you there. It's a shopping frenzy there. Is it what you expected when you opened the doors this morning?
Yes, it is. We had quite a few shoppers out here today.
All right, and has it been a steady flow, people still coming in, or did you have that one big rush and now it's kind of slowed down?
It's been a steady flow.
Okay, so how many people do you expect to come through the doors today? I mean, how much bigger a shopping day has it been in the past than other regular days?
This is definitely the highest track of volume.
Okay, a bigger volume of people coming out today. What are some of the incentives that they're getting to come out so early on the day after Thanksgiving?
There's all kind of incentives, doorbusters and things to 1, some to 11. So it's great for shoppers to come out here and take advantage of everything.
Wow. Yeah. What? Think she had the echo in her ear?
I don't know what she had, bro.
What was going on?
Think she needed a Ted Nichols pain?
Yeah. I don't know.
She did not meet the moment, Sanders.
Yeah, she did not meet the moment. You're right about that.
She was filling in or something. She was not supposed to be managing that night, but here she was. Overwhelmed with nerves. She's the producer. Reporter didn't show up. Biggest night of the year. This is my moment. She knew all along in college that she was too nervous to be in front of the camera.
Yeah.
But she figured she'd give it a shot.
Poor thing.
One last time.
Now she got some idiots on the radio playing and stuff and laughing at her. All right, y'all be safe this weekend and this holiday week, please. And don't get into any fights with your family. Don't gorge on food. I don't know. I'll be black Monday. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. My name is Lucius Alexander. I will holla.
Thank you, Lucius.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.